Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Anytime you're able to sit down with somebody that's had a lot of life experience, I encourage you to do it, because the amount of knowledge that you're going to gain from that conversation is just so abundant. I know it's cliche to say this, but in our fast-paced society, we don't take enough time to sit down and have face-to-face conversations with people. It's, what's the fastest I can do this? Can this be a text? You know, when somebody calls us, you're like, can I text you instead? Because we just have our schedules so busy. But when we carve out that time to have intentional conversation, we are going to grow the most as humans. We're going to gain the most from those relationships with those people because we've gotten to know somebody better. And my guest today is going to be turning 95 this January. And he's somebody that has a lot of life experience, somebody that's lived in the Hayward area for a long time and has a lot of historical knowledge on the area and is a Hayward legend. My guest today is Dick Gillis. He was nice enough to have me over on a weeknight, and I'm pretty sure his thermostat was set to like 200 degrees. We survived. We had a great conversation, and I just love getting to know him better as a person, but also the Hayward area as well, and I think you're going to enjoy the conversation that we had. Well, it's great to finally have you on the show. I've been meaning to do this for a while, and appreciate you welcoming me into your home to talk about your life and also just reflect on some of the history of Hayward. So, Dick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I don't know what I'm doing. But
this is your first time on a podcast?
Yeah, right.
So how long have you lived in Hayward for?
All my life.
I lived in
the house that I lived in, and for years was just by the old Fuller building right across the street there.
Oh, okay.
So, and then after that, when my parents split up, and I was going here and there. But I remember everything very well that went on, you know.
Mm.
And some of it was pleasant, some of it wasn't. Oh, I get in Main Street, I think, oh gosh, that's changed so much. Most people wouldn't believe how much it's changed, you know.
Yeah, I could imagine. I mean,
years ago, the fire department was just across the street from Carbalis's, which you probably know, and they had a holding cell there for the people.
Oh, okay.
the police. What am I doing?
Oh, if you just want to keep the mic closer to your mouth, that'd be great. Otherwise, it might not.
Okay.
Pick up. No, it's all good. No worries. So you were saying that you're turning 95 this upcoming January?
Yes.
Yeah. So what year were you born then?
Pardon?
What year were you born then?
1930.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So what was it like growing up in that era?
Well, it was different. It was really different. You didn't have the motor vehicles and all that stuff. You're pretty much not saying that there weren't any, but we just had to trudge around in the snow and everything else. And I got memories of a lot of things that went on. My one one year, being in October, my one remembrance was in the middle of October. It was sunshiny. It was 15 degrees, or 15, the 15th of October. So it was sunshiny and warm. And the next morning we woke up and there was snow. You couldn't even, you had to push the doors. And in order to shovel them, you could get out. And that's kind of the way some of the things were. And as for Main Street, boy, that's changed a lot. You had the Anglers, which is Anglers. No, it wasn't. It was Johnson Brothers. There's quite a few pictures on the walls in there of that. They had gasoline pumps were the on the outside. And then later on, the Johnson Brothers got into the fishing and outdoor sports. So they were one of the big instigators of these people going down to sports shows to Milwaukee and stuff like that. So they were a big, they got a big van and they fixed it up and they did well for the community, you know. And after that, there was a laundromat right where the kitchen, present kitchen is.
Okay.
We had a laundromat there, and that was quite a few years, but then they had put a big aquarium out there where the gas pumps was. They had that was there for a few years, and finally they took that out of there and eliminated it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
do you have
West Derry was an automobile. In fact, my dad worked there.
Okay,
he was a mechanic there. Believe it or not, it was a automobile dealership, and they didn't sell cars; they just repaired them.
Okay. So that's what it was before it was the ice cream shop?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. I never knew that.
You didn't know that?
No. Learned something new today.
Well, another thing, as long as we're speaking about it, maybe I'm letting the cat out of the bag, but you know the where they across from a car, a well, come on, Dick. Oh, I was going to say that where that new lighting thing is, Risberg's.
Oh yeah,
place.
Yep, with the new lighting stories.
Oh, you know that?
Yeah.
But that used to be an automobile dealership. It was a Ford dealership.
Oh, okay.
That's why if you, maybe you have, no, you wouldn't have gone in there. But, the ceilings were high, and I imagine they still are. It was quite a place. And then that moved out of Hayward, of all things, and down to Stone Lake.
Okay. Interesting relocation.
yeah. So, we got to talk about.
Yeah. What were your summers like as a kid growing up in Hayward? What did you spend a lot of time doing in the area?
Well, We would, like kids do, most of the time we'd go out swimming or like to play baseball, stuff like that. And we kept ourselves busy just doing that. You know, like kids do. We used to have one, we'd have Swede down and another area of the town was a Norwegian town, and play baseball games between each other. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of kept us entertained.
Did you have any favorite places to hang out with your friends and things like that?
I don't think so. We didn't, we didn't have a lot to do. When we were real young, there was no need to go downtown unless you were doing it for your parents or something.
Oh, okay.
But that's how I learned a lot of stuff, because I didn't have my parents with me, and I would go all over town and get a lot of information, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
what's if you don't mind me asking, what's the most amount of trouble you got in as a kid?
I can't honestly say that I got into a lot of serious trouble.
Okay, well, that's good.
And we had the skating rink down there that, is still there. That was a big thing in the winter.
Oh, the tot lot?
Yeah, we're the tot lot.
Okay.
They'd flood that. I kept that flooded all winter long, so we skated there all the time. And tried to play hockey and stuff. Hockey was pretty unheard of then.
Oh, okay.
In those years, So.
Go ahead.
We had, in 47, yeah, we had a super basketball team, I was on it, so I, but we were beating up on everybody, Rice Lake, everybody, and that's how the Hurricane name came. Evening Telegram was about the only newspaper coming to town.
Okay,
but on it they said. The Hayward basketball team is just like a hurricane. They're going through everything. And that's how the Hurricanes got named.
So you were on that team.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's something special. What did they just call you, the Hayward High School, before then? Before they got the nickname Hurricanes then?
I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I played basketball, high school basketball. In my freshman year, I was started on the team in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal then.
Well,
it was. I mean, for a freshman to be starting on varsity, yeah.
It was to us. So,
yeah, definitely. And did you play football as well?
Football didn't start. Hayward didn't have a football team until 46.
Okay.
And yes, I played on the first couple teams. We were really didn't know what the heck we were doing.
So is it a little different than the basketball program at the time?
Yeah.
What position did you play?
In football?
Yeah.
I was a quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
The game of football has even probably changed. I mean, it's changed so much since then,
yes.
Too.
Oh, yes. But, you just have a love for the sports, as you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so talking a little bit more about Hayward, what do you remember about the Great Flood back in 1941?
About what?
The Great Flood.
Oh, gosh.
Because you were 11 years old then, right?
Yep, you're right. Yeah. Well, that was an experience. You know, and the flood came from down from up at Togutic and all the way down. The water came into Shoes Pond, then across the street, and it was went down Main Street where the bank is. That was underwater, and they, and then they also further on down, like behind Anglers, where the dip is there. That was right up to the wall, and a lot of the grocery stores and stuff were their canned goods and everything. And I can always remember this. The water would wash the paper off the cans, and so they didn't know what was in them.
I've heard of mystery meat, but now yeah. Mystery cans. Like, yeah. Is this beans? Is this soup? What I got here?
You take a chance. Hope.
Right, yeah. We'll see what we're having tonight. Yeah, that kind of stuff sticks with you, though. I mean, yeah, sticks out in your mind.
Huh?
That kind of stuff sticks with you,
well,
though.
Well, yeah, and you right on 63, there'd be people in canoes and back up and down, going up and down the street. You know, it was like an experience there. There was like where the Moose, or not the Moose Cafe, it used to be the Moose Cafe. What am I trying to think of? Yeah, the Moose Cafe. And then that, Watrud moved in. That was another restaurant came in there.
Oh, okay.
And up where the present coffee shop is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking on the...
Oh, where Backroads is now?
Yeah. That was just a blacksmith shop.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
So, where did...
I did want to tell you, you know, they used to have the post office was Dunster's that one. Well, right at, on the end of the block by Anglers, there was a Dunster's clothing store and stuff there. But then, and also part of it was the post office. And the post office, then they moved a house where the post office is now, is a big house. It was a Lindholm's house, and they moved that. That was quite a thing to see, because something like that in Hayward at that time of the year was interesting to see this big house going up the street. But anyway, then that's where they built that new, the post office was new then.
Okay.
That's where the post office ended up.
Yeah.
So,
and the students this past year, they saw a house being moved past the primary school.
Yeah.
There was another house that got moved. So I think to them, that will stick in their mind too, as young kids seeing a house being moved past as well. So
yeah,
it's kind of crazy how history can repeat itself in that regard.
They moved that house up just up the street, you know, where the Mason Hall is, or Mason?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yes.
And mm-hmm. How big house that's there was the one that was were moved up from Main Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy that they're able to do that. So we talked a little bit about your high school sports and athletic career. Where did you end up going after high school? Did you stick around the area? I know that you started Gillis Motors, but did you go anywhere?
Well, that was back in 1960 that we started that.
Oh, okay.
So that was a long ways off of that.
Yeah.
We graduated in 48, and my wife and I got married in the fall of 48.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you guys were high school sweethearts?
Yeah.
Nice.
Basically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She moved up from Racine.
Oh, okay.
Because her parents had started a restaurant down here. And I can always remember she was a sophomore, and she came into you know what I'm going to say.
Go for it.
She came in, and some of my buddies and I, you know, the boys do get together. Anyway, I said, "Oh my goodness, see that girl there? I'm going to marry her."
You called your shot. Like Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I suppose, yeah, even like dating back then was different than what it is now. Do you remember any of the dates that you guys went on?
What?
Do you remember any of the dates that you went on as you first started dating?
Well, you know, we used to, in high school, we'd come down to Main Street, and there's I can't remember the names of the coffee shops there, but we'd go down there and maybe have malted milks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot something at me.
Were there any like big band dances or things like that?
Oh, yes.
That came to the area? I know that was probably a popular...
That's Smith Lake Pavilion.
Okay.
You have heard of that place, but it's no longer existed.
Right.
That was a big dance hall.
Okay, so that's where you guys would go like on a Friday night or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We sure did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a busy place. Yeah.
Were there any like notable bands that came to the area at that time? That
no, but there were some good local bands that played in it. Yeah, there were a few local musicians that were
got the people going
real good.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome. So where did you go after you graduated and got married? Did you guys stick around the area then?
Well, I was just working. I was in, and then I wanted to go to school, mainly because one of my good friends was playing basketball, and I wanted to go up to Superior. So which we did then. We moved up Superior, and I lived in a dorm for a little while, but that didn't work out so well. So we went and rented an apartment, my wife and I, on a third floor in Superior. There wasn't much in Superior. That's not really a booming.
No,
it wasn't a booming community. But we had some good times, and then my wife got pregnant right there. So we finished up that year, and then I had to get a job, so I got. Would support us, which I did. Then we came down, and I went to work for an auto dealership for a few years and got the feel of automobiles, and that's how I ended up, my brother and I, getting into the automobile business. So, yeah.
And how many years did you guys run Gillis Motors for?
Oh, everybody asked me that. I didn't officially resign or anything, but I imagine we had to be there a good 30 years, 40 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was it like operating a business with your brother? You guys got along pretty well, I could imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't recall just exactly well, for a while my wife and I would go out to Vegas and spend a few months, you know, and come back and start the routine again, so.
Mm. You got to break up the winter somehow, right, when it gets really cold?
Well, that was the best bet. Well, when we were in the business, the automobile business or whatever, we would go to a number of conventions in Vegas and different places. So that's how we kind of got attached to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite car that you had?
Huh?
Do you have a favorite car that you had over the years? Is there any that stick out to you as a favorite car that you've owned?
Car?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always liked the good big cars,
mm-hmm.
you know. But things in that business changed too a lot. When we bought that, well, where it is right now, we painted it up and as best we could. And we only had one bay that we could service cars, and then there was again a couple gas pumps out there. That's kind of how we started, and then we built it up and into a pretty good dealership. So
yeah,
yeah,
that's great. So you talked about Main Street changing over the years, and is there anything that, like, we've gotten rid of or lost that you wish we could have again? Like, is there anything that, like, Hayward's gotten rid of or lost that you wish we could have again or that would come back?
On the Main Street?
Mm-hmm. Or just in Hayward in general?
I can't recall right now. And I should be. Should be able to, but
yeah. I wasn't alive when the drive-in movie theater was here, but I think that would be something that was like the Donnellan drive-in right next to the go-kart track.
The what?
The Donnellan drive-in next to the go-kart track.
Yeah,
I've only heard stories about it, but it was never around
when
I was.
Well, used to be the movie a theater was there.
Okay.
A movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw quite a few movies there over the years?
Did we?
Spent some time there, yeah.
I wouldn't tell you what some of the things were said.
I guess on the flip side of that, what hasn't changed in Hayward in your lifetime that you really like about the area?
What hasn't changed?
Yeah, what hasn't changed?
Golly, I just couldn't answer that. There are a number of things that have them change that I'm glad didn't change, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't pinpoint them.
Yeah, have you always been a fan of like the outdoor recreation that the area has to offer? Have you do you like to fish quite often or things like that?
Fish?
Yeah, do you fish?
I fished once in my life.
Okay. Yeah, we're about in the same boat. I honestly get a lot of flack for it too, but I don't fish that much. I
don't care about fishing.
Yeah.
I would.
The truth has come out.
Way back years ago, some friends of my brother's wanted to take me fishing out on the river.
Mm.
And I spent about 5 hours sitting in a dang boat. I got back to shore and said, I'll never try that again. And people can't believe it when they say, you don't fish?
Yeah. That's funny. So fishing's not your passion. What have been some of your passions over the years? Golfing has been?
Golf. Until I couldn't golf anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But do you remember, you wouldn't remember. We used to have A&P on Main Street. That's right where that, but it's right way across from, when it used to be Rifkin's.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember that place.
Yeah. I remember.
Oh, okay.
One year.
Right across from there. Okay.
You know, 1 year my brother and I were coming back from Detroit late in the fall. We'd been over to a meeting down in Detroit. And we got just probably 5-10 miles out of town. Now, this is about 2 o'clock in the morning because we drove all night. And there was flames going all over. So when we get in town, why, at Rifkin's store, have you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, yeah.
That was on fire, and that was a big store, big building.
Okay.
And that thing went right down to the bottom. Well, another one. I'm pointing this out.
It's okay.
The hotel, Walker Hotel.
Yeah, my mom has a picture of that in our basement.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be the Giblin Hotel.
Okay.
And then it ended up the Walker Hotel, and that was a, I don't know, I think the last, when it finally burned down,
mm-hmm.
There used to be a dance hall up there and a tavern, and Phelan's Tavern it was, and a restaurant. My mother-in-law worked at the restaurant there.
So, it was a pretty popular spot then to have burned down.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Mm-hmm.
Although toward the end, it was just mainly for, I imagine, transients, is what you would call them. They would rent rooms, but, not like a hotel.
Oh, okay.
That's a pitiful thing to leave that building, that corner set like that, but,
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about, do you recall Telmark Resort back in its heyday?
Oh, yeah, I know a lot about
it. Yeah. What can you tell me about Telmark Resort? Because I was born in 1995, and I remember going out there a little bit for tubing and everything like that in the winter. But I think by the time I reached middle school, it was kind of on its way. It wasn't in use anymore. It was just vacant. So
it was a booming place in the heyday.
Okay.
You don't remember. We used to go up there and party and dance, and it was busy. Yeah. All kinds of people on weekends and stuff, skiing. And they had a golf course.
Did you ski quite a bit then on that, or did you ski at all then?
Oh heavens, no.
No?
No. I did skate.
Okay.
On the rink in town with some of my buddies,
Okay, but skiing wasn't your thing.
A lot, I'll tell you that.
Basketball was more your jam. Was more your thing. Yeah. Well, at least you know where your strengths are. do you remember? You probably remember then.
Let me go down the main street and see if there's something I should talk about.
Well, you probably remember like the first Berkey then, do you?
Huh?
Do you remember the first like Berkey or Lumberjack World Championships at all?
Oh, sure. Years ago in the Lumberjack. Remember the boys, our boys would hand out, go to the parking lot and hand out pamphlets, programs, and just hated, but I think they got 25 cents a program.
Okay.
Something like that. But, I was never into that type of or logging and lumberjack stuff.
More of the traditional sports of basketball, football, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got some questions submitted by some people as well. The Anglers girls wanted to say hi as well. The Anglers girls wanted me to tell you hi.
Those two girls, all of them, but
Well, they love you there. They just wanted to let you know that. But one of the questions that somebody asked was, what's the best advice you'd give to young adults?
Just follow the rules is all I could say. When it comes to drinking or anything else, don't overdo it. Mm-hmm. I can't give him any more advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you, dear?
Work hard.
Yeah, working hard's important too. Another question was, what would be three foundations you believe every community needs to prosper? So it's kind of a big question, but what do you think are some things that every community needs to prosper or every community needs to be successful?
Well, I think this community is doing quite well with what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
With all of the, goings on that we have on Main Street, I think this. Well, look at your other communities, and they just don't compare to this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think?
You go. You go to Rice Lake, Ashland, and those places, and go up and down their streets, their main streets, and they're not the main streets. They're just dead. right today, they're dead. And we don't have that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what makes Hayward special? What do you think sets us apart from different communities?
What makes it special?
Yeah, what makes Hayward special?
Well, I think it's made special because of the entertainment and that we have. We have I think for a small town, we pretty got a pretty nice shopping areas. Certainly can't complain about that.
Yeah, I think
I think a lot of people come to Hayward just because of that. And you know, look at you got the Quick Trip. You know, we've got
yeah, we got other like shopping areas and things like that. Yeah. So
Sure. And Spooner's always been behind us when it comes to these various things going on. They always have. When we were playing basketball, they couldn't touch us, you know. But it's changed now. Football team finding that out. So.
Well, yeah. Somebody asked. Another comment was, how long has Spooner blown for? Because the bridge and everything like that. Do you remember when that was first painted?
I really don't.
It's just always been that way.
It just happened.
Yeah.
One night, some foolish kids got up on.
We're not convicting you of anything here, Dick. Don't worry. You're not being questioned about you painting the bridge for the first time.
No, I never had anything to do with that.
Yeah. Just contributed to what was happening on the court. That's funny. All right. So a couple of other questions I have for you is, what's something you hope people remember you for?
What?
What's something you hope people remember you for?
My own people?
What's something you hope people remember you for? Like your family or community members?
I don't have any desire to be, you know, remembered. That's just my family. That's all I'm interested in.
Mm.
Yeah. I've got lots of grandchildren, and so I've got a lot to look forward to.
Mm. Do you have any other stories that you'd like to share, or anything that I might have missed that you weren't able to touch on?
Trying to scan the. I really don't, you know.
All right, I'll ask you. Just I don't have these written down, but I'll just ask you off the cuff. Do you have any favorite, as we're kind of getting towards the holiday season and everything like that? Do you have any favorite like memories during Thanksgiving or anything like that?
Well, there's so many of them, you know. I don't know of anything that, like Thanksgiving, that's pretty basic. You go through the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about as far as Christmas goes? Were you guys always the type to go out and chop down your own Christmas tree?
Oh, those were the old days. We used to go chop them down, didn't we? And then I'd chop them all to heck by the time I got them put up.
Yeah, because it was too tall for the house and everything. Yeah,
you had her swaying, leaning one way or the other.
Yep. Just as long as you didn't find any like wildlife still in them, you're good.
I don't remember any extraordinary thing that happened. I really don't. So.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just your every or your Thanksgiving or Christmas traditions.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Christmas is a big thing. She has has all her family, all of them, and there's a lot of them.
they all come up here for Christmas, or
at her house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She's my caregiver. Mm-hmm. She worries about me night and day.
All right, I'll ask you about, is there, have there been any, well, somebody asked this question, but I didn't get to it yet, but were there any notable, like, celebrities that you've met that have come to town?
Long time ago, many years ago.
Okay, who are
you know, many years ago, basketball players were you're a giant compared to what basketball players are now, you know. There was one basketball player, his name was Axness, who played for Ashland, and he was a pretty decent basketball player, but we would have an awful time with him. We'd beat the heck out of that guy. Yeah, and Bud Grant. I didn't play against him, but I talked to him a few times when he was in the tournaments. So, but other than that, I never got around famous people.
Mm-hmm. Somebody also asked about any like gangster stories that you have.
Any gangster
stories? I don't know if they got the time period or what mixed up, but yeah, do you have any gangster stories?
Names.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you ever meet Al Capone?
No. There was some of them, there was a couple that lived over summer up here at the by the flowage, but I can't remember his name, and God, everybody in kind of drive by just to see the place, you know, but nothing exciting ever happened.
Yeah. gosh. What can you tell me about anglers and how that's changed over the years, or just...
Who's that?
Anglers, just the spot on Main Street. What can you tell me about Anglers and what that place has meant to you over the years?
Oh, well, that's, you know, for the people, the Johnson brothers, they're, when they were, one was killed, that was in the gangster days.
Okay.
And the other two stayed and worked the bar and that. Then they installed the bowling alley. Do you remember the bowling alley?
Yeah, we always went there on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That was one of our traditions.
Yeah. And there was people that were inheriting it, they were kind of wild and awful things went on there. And but they would, that bowling alley was busy all the time. I used to bowl and stuff just mainly for the companionship, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were you quite the bowler?
Huh?
Were you quite the bowler?
I did a decent job, but I couldn't. We had leagues, you know, so.
Oh, okay.
We had our own team, and then other teams that would, and the wives would get mad because of the bowling lasted so long.
And that was when you had to keep score by hand too.
Huh?
That was when you had to keep score by hand too.
And they had the pin setters were by hand too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they had pits where all the pins would go in the pit, and the guys that they got hired back there would then stack them up and they play tricks on some of the guys. They skip a pin, you know, anything to give them a hard time.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the way it was. And like I told you earlier, they had, you know, an aquarium there that right out on the pad where the patio is now and stuff, and finally that just ran out of gas, and Carbolis's was the popular place after that for quite a while.
Okay.
Carbolis's had pool tables.
Oh, okay.
The whole back room was just like you'd see in the movies, a bunch of big pool tables and racks, and guys in there playing pool. I'd go in there and watch just for the entertainment when I was just a little tyke,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it's a pretty spacious place, so I could imagine you'd be able to. It's a pretty spacious place, so yeah. I could imagine it'd be pretty. Yeah. A lot of pool tables in there.
But most of the bars and that around this country, I think. I don't go to about two bars, and lost my train of thought. Oh, I was going to say, there aren't too many bars that have pool tables anymore that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Moccasin has two.
Does Moccasin have?
Mm-hmm.
See, I haven't been in there in, I don't know when.
We just go in there after Hawks games sometimes. We go there after some of the Hawks baseball games sometimes. Oh,
yeah.
So,
you're good if you're connected with the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my son kind of likes that place.
Oh, okay. That's a good spot.
Your brother.
Yeah. Well, just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your evening to sit and talk with me about.
Well, I'm more than willing to do it. I was a little nervous about it, but as you know, I am still nervous.
I don't have a TV crew or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about it.
When all the girls cornered me yesterday and said I'm going to be on a
podcast. But I really appreciate your time and just talking about Hayward's history and your life here. So thank you. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.